Thanks for downloading this edition of The Call of the Day. For even more hours of Dr. Laura, become a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
Madison, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you since I was 6 years old with my mom.
Thank you. What's up?
So I am getting married May 27th, pretty soon. And my parents got divorced when I was 15. My dad cheated on my mom and ended up staying with the lady that he cheated on her with. Their relationship ended up being a terrible one. It was nasty and violent and police were called, all that fun stuff. So I distanced myself from my dad. We kind of stopped talking for a while and I became really close to my stepdad, who my mom obviously married. And then
how long, how many
did,
years of your life did your stepdad raise you?
Just 4 years. So it wasn't a very long time, but he was there for me and helped me through big decisions and tough times. When
the domestic violence of your dad, was he beating on his wife or was she beating on him? Were they beating on each other?
Oh, no. Yes, it was very mutual. and more
did he ever beat your mother?
No, he like never beat anybody. It was more destroying things. So like each other's cars and throwing and breaking things, things like that.
So did he do that with your mom?
No.
Okay, so he improved a lot when he left. That's just being silly. All right. So you were how old when he left again?
15 when they got divorced.
And what was he like as a dad before that?
He was a wonderful dad. We did a lot together. He is the reason, basically, that I am the person I am today, aside from the minor flaw of his marriages. He's also been married 8 times, so if that helps you at all.
8 times?
Yes.
Not a very stable person. Okay.
No.
All right, so you're going to ask me about who should walk you down the aisle would be my best guess, or am I off?
Yes, no. Well, I did ask my dad, obviously, because he's my dad, and I feel like he should.
If Charles Manson was your dad, you'd be having the same conversation with me. He's my dad. So, of course, I asked my dad. I know he killed a lot of people, but he's my dad.
Well, he did break up with this lady a year ago, and he and I have kind of rekindled our relationship.
Okay, do you understand what you're doing when you get married? Do you have any comprehension of the meaning of it? It is taking sacred vows in front of God, the minister, family, of course, the man you're marrying, and community. Why would you have somebody who made a mockery of that at least 8 times walk you down the aisle?
I guess that's why I want your opinion.
That would make it silly. He doesn't believe in these vows.
Right. No, I agree with that.
So no, I vote no.
Okay.
Because this is sacred and he has done everything but demonstrate it is sacred.
That's
if you're going to
correct.
Have a formal, meaningful wedding, then you have to do more than just make it a sham wedding.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Which means you don't have shack ups in the wedding party. Etc. If you have any of those, then you're having a sham wedding.
Right.
In my opinion, it's not real. But the long white gown and the whole procession and all of that is supposed to signify something that you respect. You don't demonstrate you respect it by having your dad, because he's your dad, or shack-ups. Because they are not respecting, they're standing for you while they're disrespecting the whole concept. That makes no sense.
No, that's a very good way to look at it.
I think so. Because ultimately, as you get older and mature more, even more than you are, which is wonderful now, you will become more serious about the profundities in life. Anyway. I wish you a happy marriage.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. For even more hours of Dr. Laura, Sign up to be a family premium member at drlaura.com.